Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead. Oh, Ronald Acuna backside, maybe. Butler slows. It's gone. Ronnie, another rocket into the bullpen.
Ronnie Rocket. Obliterated has become a very popular word amongst baseball announcers the last year or so. And I've just noticed a lot of people saying it. Good word. Makes sense. Hit it hard.
The hell out of it.
Yeah, now they hit the hell out of it. Yeah, but obliterated. Very popular. Just can listen for it. You'll hear it. It won't take long.
Obliterated.
Hopefully you hear someone, him, Wiley Ballard, say it about the Braves lineup tonight as they try to beat the A's 2 out of 3 in the series. They got Strader on the mound. 9-2 last night. Acuna had two of them. Olsen didn't have one. Riley had one. Drake Baldwin had one. And Ozuna had one. So the power surge we were all looking for. Hopefully not all just in one game like it has been a lot lately.
Damn teases.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, little tease.
Damn teases.
Just to remind you what they're capable of.
Yeah,
go back out there and score one today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Lose 1-0 because Strider's on the mound today.
Yeah, Strider goes complete game, gives up one run.
Yes, he don't score any runs, man. But, yep. This is what it is. It's a roller coaster that has a whole bunch of downs. Not a lot of, the ones
it's
that go up.
It's not even really like a roller coaster. It's like, oh.
That's
this
what I'm saying. That's what it is. A bunch of them.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right.
Then,
this is like a terrible roller coaster.
Yes.
Except for, wouldn't that be great, though? Because isn't everyone's favorite part going down on roller coasters?
What's the reverse? Both favorites going up. I don't get on roller coasters, so I don't
know. I haven't ridden a roller coaster in a long time.
That's all
time.
They're doing is they're just taking us up.
Yeah.
Just never dropping us.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, so they're doing that.
Okay, yeah. It's been a while since I've been on a roller coaster.
It's been a while since I've been on one, and also.
Down's definitely the fun part.
I'm retired. I'm never going on a roller coaster.
I just don't fit,
it,
I don't fit
life.
On them comfortably, so that's why I'm just.
I don't either.
I just let
emotionally.
It, yeah. So I just leave it where it is.
Yeah, they don't do it for me. I don't know. There's just certain things in life that like I understand why people like them, and I'm not like sitting here trying to say roller coasters are dumb. I'm just saying they're not for me. And this is like there's a lot of stuff like that that I feel like goes in the same category. It's like I just don't not for me, like roller coasters. Certain types of movies.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, nah.
Water.
Water slides, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
flying.
I'm cool. Like, water slides, don't think about me and water slides. I don't like waiting in line for them.
Yeah. No.
Hate waiting in line for
terrible.
Them. Terrible. All right, that's my biggest thing. Hate waiting in line for them. Now, if we go somewhere and, like, we're at a park, like next week where we'll be at next week, they had a big old water park and all that, big slides. Samson likes to go on them. He wants me to do the tandem with him. Whatever, I'll buck up and go.
Right.
Other than that,
right. That might be.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm like, I do not like crave water slides.
Yeah. No, it's not my thing. But I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. You got the little guy who's like, "Hey, Dad, go on the water slide with me."
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I will.
Yep.
So maybe I'll unretire in a few years, or maybe he'll be like me and he won't like him either. All right. What were we going to do next? Kristaps Porzingis was on with us yesterday. We'll let you hear that whole conversation in the 1 o'clock hour. Really good stuff from one of the new members of the Hawks as he was headed back to to Latvia. Or actually, I don't know if they train in Latvia, but he plays for Latvia.
Right.
Maybe they train there. Who knows? He's headed back to Europe. That's all we know, to get ready to play with his national team. Here he is talking about what this year could be like for the Hawks.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling excellent. You know, I haven't felt it since the playoffs, you know, so just getting some rest and recovering has been, you know, perfect for me. And now I'm very excited because I have a national team this summer, and I've always had my best seasons right after the national team, you know, because you're already playing high-level basketball right throughout the summer. You're working, you know, you have training camp with the national team, et cetera, and then jumping into the season, you're already in a rhythm. And I haven't had that for a while, so I'm super, super excited about that. And health is perfect, feeling good, and ready to go.
But did they ever announce what was wrong with
him? Uh-uh.
They never, okay.
It was like,
it was a virus.
The original virus hat was announced.
Right.
But then it was like, I don't remember, there was some weird term. It was like, it was basically like the lingering side effects of that.
Right.
Like he just couldn't ever get back to full fitness because of
right
that.
Okay.
And it's interesting to kind of reading up on him, getting ready for that interview. Obviously, he's had a lot of injuries throughout his career. That virus lingering thing last year was weird. When he first kind of came on the scene as a young player, like a teenager, he had some stuff. He was like anemic.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a really hard time getting fit and staying fit
right
then too. So I don't know. His body just betrays him sometimes.
Yeah. Hopefully he don't betray while his ass here.
Yeah. I'm 7'4", though. That's a lot of body. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like, man. But I mean, I'm excited.
Any part of it could betray you at any time.
The opportunity to get a guy of his caliber here. His biggest thing, if he's healthy, he's going to play well. And we know that, and he gives us a different dimension with the pick and roll because of his ability to be able to shoot the ball. But, yeah, hopefully he goes over there, has a good time, stays in shape, does not get hurt, and then come back and, you know, hit the ground running. We got a while to for NBA training camps and all. Training camps and everything like that. But, yeah, if he feels that way, and I'm assuming he played for his national team before his best season, which was Washington.
Yeah.
And so you saw what he did then.
Yep.
And so we'll see how it goes.
Couple of parallels between those two.
Yeah.
Right? Played for the national team before that season, contract season before that season.
And what is this year?
Both are true for this season.
Yes.
So health is perfect, is what he said in that quote. I love it. That's what we need to hear. Kristaps Porzingis continues to say that. There's no reason to think why he and the Hawks won't be very good this year. Training camp not so far away for the Falcons.
Dude.
Do you realize 2 weeks from today we're going to be there?
Do you know the Steelers rookies reporting Saturday?
What are they, in the Hall of Fame game or something?
Yeah. I heard that this morning. I was like, hold on, 2 days?
Saturday?
I was like, hold on. They're rookies reporting 2 days. I was like, what?
Wow.
Like, damn.
All right. Well, summer's over.
Yeah, dog. Like, damn, hold on. Reporting in 2 days?
That's insane.
Woo, boy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
At least it's 2 weeks for the Falcons.
2 weeks from today. We will be up in flowering.
We will.
We're going to be outside this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got our fans? I got to go find mine. It's in the garage somewhere.
So funny that you mentioned that, like the little spray fans you bought us all those years ago, like the first year we did training camp. Every morning when I do Lily, I get Lily and Jack's hair comb for school, I got my little spritz bottle.
Yeah.
It got lost.
Yeah.
Where's my spritz bottle? How am I supposed to comb hair with those? I'm nothing without the spritz.
Yeah.
I found the fan.
There we go.
So I was using it.
Well, there you go. So just
came in handy.
Bring which, and then I bought us the belt fans, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have that, too.
Yeah, I bought us the belt fans that go up under your shirt.
We're going to be cool.
We're going to be cool.
We're
going
to be trying to stay cool out there. But, yeah, that's 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away from right now. So football right around the corner. Obviously, next week is SEC Media Days. Big 12 Media Days going on this week as well. A lot of fun quotes coming out of there. So we'll get back into some college football in the noon hour.
I know we're going to get Michael Prince. I want to ask you something real quick because do we talk about the ABS challenges for?
No,
for
we hadn't talked,
we
about, it
talked about it. How do you feel about it?
Because
they're talking about like
mixed.
maybe putting it in next year.
Yeah, I'm mixed on it. I mean, I think, you know, if you can take some of the ego of the umpire out of the game, I think that's probably good.
Uh-huh.
I also do just think a lot of times when we talk about these advances in technology as far as legislating games go, we only think about, well, it's going to fix this and fix that. Think of all of the things that we didn't intend on being problems that have come along with replay and stuff like
that.
So, I mean, I think it'll probably be a net positive, I think. But I'm sure that there's going to be some stuff that we just don't kind of think about that's going to pop up. know what I mean? Because right. we're like, oh, replay in football, that'll fix everything.
No.
It hasn't.
Right.
Same thing with basketball. You can review plays now. That'll be great. No, it sucks.
Right.
Games take way longer. And, oh, replay VAR in soccer. It sucks. Now somebody scores a goal, and every time you have to wait to celebrate. You know what I mean? So there's unintended consequences to these things, too. And here's one thing, and I know this is not a reason to not do it, but, like, what if it gets rid of the manager freaking out?
we got to have manager freak out.
I love the manager freak out. Who's the manager going to yell at now? A robot?
Yeah. That would be so great. That robot goes Terminator on him, grabs him by his throat.
All right, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe that's a positive. Yeah. Maybe that's a positive. All right, let's get this this Penix audio. We'll get back more into it at the top of the noon hour as well. But Michael Penix sat down with Michael Vick for a one-on-one on the Falcons website. Great stuff. Highly recommend finding it. Here he is talking about what success looks like for the Falcons this year.
What's a successful season for the Atlanta Falcons and Michael Penix?
The postseason. Oh, got to get in the postseason. Seeing, like, the Dirty Bird nest and, like, all the little highlights of the fans, it was like, man, like, they get rocking whenever we win it. So, like, I definitely want to get back to that, you know, winning football games so we can have the city turn.
Oh, man. Yep. I know.
A-plus answer.
Yeah, I know that Mike's been back for a while with the Falcons. I just love that he's back with the Falcons.
Yes,
and doing stuff with them.
Me too.
I just love that Mike's doing that. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, postseason. That's the answer. All the other stuff was nice.
All of the other stuff, no.
That's the answer.
Yes,
what
yes.
does success look like for the 2025 Falcons? Postseason.
But I hate just limiting it to that. You know what I mean? Like how Rob was just saying, win the South. Why just win the South? I hate putting. You know,
Trust me, me too.
The lid on it.
I've always been like that.
That's why I always tell you when people always ask me, well, you know, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. That's not how players think.
Right. Also, who knows?
Yeah, we don't think like that during this time. Now, when you're 0-8, you're like sitting there like
reality set.
Yeah, you're sitting there getting your cars ready to get shipped back one at a time, and you know, you start sending clothes back.
Right.
Yeah, you start knowing that. But yeah, they need to get to the postseason for two reasons. Their head coach and GM to keep their job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the practical reasons.
Yeah.
Can we do the selfish reasons?
Yes.
Us.
We want Falcons fans listening.
It's been a while. Like, there's kids that are alive now that are Falcons fans that, like, know they're Falcons fans and have favorite players that weren't alive the last time they made the playoffs.
Yes.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, That's crazy. There are kids that are going to be in the stadium with Michael Penix jerseys on that were not alive the last time the Falcons made the playoffs. So let's go ahead and do that.
Go ahead
and knock that one out.
Let's go win some.
And get on
man.
To the next thing.
Go win some.
We got some Falcons further topics coming up next. A little Falcons grab bag at 11:40. Why not? We're 2 weeks away from training camp. Seems like the right time to get into a grab bag. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.